Monastic training. Pretty much every day there was the reflection. The past is a memory. The past is a memory. The future is unknown. Now is the knowing. Past is a memory. The future is unknown. Now is the knowing. So of course the past resonates into now, so there's the impressions and the experience of what's gone before that conditions what arises here. But even how we perceive that and feel that is not necessarily exactly in accordance with what actually happened. What has happened is often experienced as a feeling or a sense that appears now, what's the residue is. The particular frame that we have from what happened is often somewhat partial. So we can hold the past with some spaciousness rather than a completely defined picture of what's gone before. So then even what is past is arising in the present. It's perception and feeling tone that can be met here, now, with the knowing of the heart. That which knows isn't exactly shaped by what is known. You can reflect on what is known. You can bring awareness to what is known. You can steady attention on what is known. And in that process bring space, bring a quality of being freer from being shaped by what's gone before. What is future is a source of great apprehension sometimes, anxiety, longing, planning, hope, fear. And while much of the future is shaped by the intentionality and the momentum from what's gone before and what we add to that in the present moment and causes and conditions that we flow along with, much is also completely in the realm of the unknown. What we can apprehend and come into contact with is the creation of future as it's happening now, through our perception, through our volition, through the volition of the mind, of what we're intending towards, what we're reacting around. So in our practice, this now is the knowing, this aligning with the knowing, knowingness of the heart, of the citta, this core quality. the ground of refuge, being that which is knowing, being the knowing, rather than so much becoming and moving and being shaped by the flow of time. So to steady in that heart, the knowing heart, which is immanent and natural in the ground of our being, and yet we so easily get dislocated and pushed by that momentum from past to future. And then in that process, being activated into the feeling of subtle or sometimes quite strong anxiety, apprehension, dread, anticipation, regret, sometimes being caught in things from the past that are not only worrying but generate sometimes resentment or longing for what's gone, the echoes of that. So steadying, taking some deep breaths, just feeling the breath in the body, accentuating that for a few breaths, lengthening, deepening the breath. So you feel the breath coming right down to the pelvic floor, into the ground, down through the legs. You feel the breath suffusing through your torso, through the arms, the hands, soles of the feet. You feel the breath suffusing through the throat and into the head and the brain. So when one's caught in the momentum, pausing, deepening and slowing the breath, a deliberate breath or two, or maybe more, maybe up to five. Feeling the whole breath energy suffusing through the body. The inhalation, so you can't take any more in breath. The body is full of the breath energy. And on the exhalation, a softening of the jaw, a dropping of the shoulders, softening down into the belly. Feeling the ground beneath you, feeling that sensation of contact, the seat beneath you, the solidity of that contact, the strength of that sensation to ground the mind into that sensation. And then breathing down into that sensation, so you really feel the ground, both the ground of the body sitting on the earth and the ground of the mind as knowing that sensation. So it's a very simple practice to the Samadhi master of Thailand, Ajahn Lee, one of the contemporaries of Ajahn Chah, taught to adjust the breath sometimes to help support the body, to soothe the body, to awaken the body, to open the energy through the body, to calm, to steady. So that can be done to take these deeper, slower breaths to help steady, to arrive more here. So feeling the depth of that inhalation is like an invitation to be more here. It's like you're not holding and defending from being here, which reflects into the breath body sometimes. There's that feeling of not really being fully here. The breath is shortened, held, repressed subtly. Like you're holding the breath to wait for something else. But in the fullness of the breath, it's a deepening of acceptance of being here. Not just here in this space, but here. Deeply here in your life. Within your embodied experience. Within the totality of all that is here. Breathing into that. It's a gentle, quiet celebration of being here, to be here fully, to give permission to be here. Breathing through all the subtle places that resist, that hold, that deflect, that defend. I don't really commit to being here. The breath just moving gracefully through those places, gently softening and loosening the tangles and the resistances. Allowing the breath to flow through all and suffuse through all aspects and parts of the body. To claim your fullness, your right to be here. It's part of the web of life, it's part of nature. You're welcomed by the earth, by the elements, by the trees, by the grasses, by the woods, by each other. We're here in the quiet fullness of our being. Alive, present, knowing. Taking as much breath as you want. As the body wants, as it is nourished, as it drinks in the breath, the subtle energy from the breath, as that suffuses through the body and is experienced as sensation. The breath body is sensation. Tingling, flow, pressure. And as we exhale, there's a release, there's a putting down, there's a giving back, there's a softening out of whatever we're holding to. Whatever is hard for us to release from, we release. Put down. We can always return to what bothers us, but returning with more composure, with more gatheredness, with more focus, with more rootedness in the heart's own knowing. Conditions a very different relationship to what is experienced than the usual pattern of anxiety or fear or longing or resistance. Just feeling the fullness of the inhalation and the exhalation. The invitation is to release. To open into the space around you. To release from the complexity of the conceptual frames that we live within. And to listen beneath that into the living silence, quality of presence in the silence. Letting the silence diffuse through the body. With the breath, with awareness. Calming the brain, soothing through the torso and the felt sense. The breath comes to its own natural rhythm. At any time, you can revisit deepening the breath when we get lost, when we get overwhelmed, we get pulled into a pattern. Those deepening slow breaths, reorientating, reconnecting to now is the knowing. And this is a steadying, a grounding, an arriving. Releasing from any control of the breath, so it starts to come to its own flow, rhythm. You notice that attention will go to wherever it's, whatever it's pulled towards within the sphere and space of your embodied experience. you can rest there. Attention might move, might widen, might focus. Around where attention is, awareness starts to gather. That awareness can really receive what is without the filter of interpretation, or judgment, or preference. It's exactly what is here. To be felt, to be known, to be touched by awareness. New patterns of thoughts will arise, of course. Whatever is of concern to us, whatever comes to visit, whatever perhaps is also habitual, where the mind goes. We notice that, and seeing as an exploration, if one can sense into the feeling tone in the body, the felt sense area, the energetics of the body, underneath the thinking cognitive process, just what is the felt sense experience of the thinking pattern, the narrative, how is that felt? So being aware also of that, holding awareness there, if we can locate the sensation, feeling tone, constriction, energetic experience of the thought, pattern and narrative. Taking a breath there, particularly if there's a tightening, or moving into an underlying feeling of anxiousness, or some other emotional flavor. Just taking a breath there, breath with space. Again, feeling the underlying silence and space we're in, the ground that we're sitting on. Softening a little out of the constriction on the exhalation. Being the knowing, returning ever to being the knowing, knowing just how it is now, with each breath. Releasing, letting be, softening through the body. Returning to balance, returning to the ground. Ground of awareness, the ground of the body sitting on the earth.